Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, we are beginning Masech Rosh Hashanah, Perek Arba Rosh Hashanim. There's a very interesting sugi which is Negeh Lehalocha Lemaiseh to Hilchos Shvi'is regarding fruits that grow on Shnas HaShemitah. Do they have Kedushas Shvi'is or not? And we are talking about fruits that had their chanoto before Tu Bishvat of Shnas HaShemitah. Now the basis to that sugi is our Mishnah. On one hand we find in our Mishnah that the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah is Aleph B'Tishrei. Rashi explains that regarding all the halachos of Shemitah, the Isur, Harisha, and Zriah B'Shemitah, those halachos begin in the day of Aleph Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, the halachos of Shnas HaShemitah begin. On the other hand we find that the Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah lo ilonois is Tu Bishvat. And the Rishonim explain, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, and the Ran both explain, that when we say that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah lo ilonois, that means that any fruit that had the chanoto before Tu Bishvat really belongs to the previous year, and there's enough community to that regarding the halachos of Maiser. We know that in the first and the second year of Shemitah, a person has to take out Maiser Sheni from his fruits. On the other hand, in the third year and the sixth year, a person gives Maiser Ani and not Maiser Sheni. And the Rishonim explain that Tu Bishvat determines whether the fruit belongs to this year or to the previous year. If the fruit was Nechnat, had the Chanoto, the flower started growing before Tu Bishvat, this fruit belongs to the previous year. And for example, if we are now in Shono HaShlishis, in the third year of the Shemitah, we say that since the chanoto of this fruit was before Tu Bishvat, this fruit really belongs to the Shana Ashniyah, to the second year of Shnas HaShemitah, and the person has to take Maiser Sheni out of these fruits. On the other hand, fruits that had chanoto after Tu Bishvat belong to this year, and the person will take out Maiser Oni since this year is the third year of the Shemitah. So we see that regarding the halachos of Maiseres, what determines whether a fruit belongs to this year or to the previous year is the chanoto that happened before or after Tu Bishvat. So the question is, when we are talking about Kedushas Shvi'is, will we say the same thing? Will we say that a fruit that had the chanoto before Tu Bishvat of Shnas HaShemitah really belongs to the Shono HaShishis and it does not have Kedushas Shvi'is? On the other hand, maybe we will say that since regarding all the other halachos, the Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah is Aleph Tishrei. So any fruit that grows after Aleph Tishrei, that had the chanoto after Aleph Tishrei, is Kodosh B'Kedushas Shvi'is. That is the kasha, that is the question that we have to deal with in our Mishnah. Now it seems that there is a big machloikis rishonim regarding this shiloh. The Rambam in Perek Daled Mehilchoy Shemitah V'Yoyvel Halachotes writes clearly that any fruit that had the chanoto after Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah is Kodosh B'Kedushas Shvi'is. It is clear from the Rambam that even fruits that had their chanoto before Tu Bishvat, we do not say that they really belong to the Shana Shishis. They are Kodosh B'Kedushas Shvi'is since they grew on Shnas HaShemitah and a person has to deal with them with Kedushas Shvi'is. The Chazanish on Shvi'is Simin Zayin Ois Yud Gimel says that also Rashi in Sukkah holds like the Rambam. Rashi over there is explaining the Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lametes on the base says that on Sukkis of Shnas HaShemitah, all the lulavim that a person uses for the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkis of Shnas HaShemitah do not have Kedushas Shvi'is to them. And the Gemara explains that the reason for that is because a lulav which a person uses on Sukkis of Shnas HaShemitah is really a lulav that grew in Shnas HaShishis, in the sixth year. And Rashi explains that since from Aleph Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah till Sukkis, is only 2 weeks, it is impossible that a full-grown lulav that a person is now taking for the mitzvah of Arba Minim had its chanoto in those 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah. It must be that since the lulav is now fully grown, the chanoto of that lulav must have happened on the Shana Shishis and not after Rosh Hashanah on Shnas HaShemitah, and therefore the lulav is not Kodesh B'Kedushas Shvi'is. Says the Chazanish, it is mashma from that Rashi, that if the Chanot of the Lulav would have happened on Shnas HaShemitah, it would be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis, even though the Chanot of the Lulav is before Tu B'Shvat. So we see that regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, we do not say that Rosh Hashanah La'ilonos is Tu B'Shvat, only regarding the Halachos of Maisris, there we say that Rosh Hashanah La'ilon is Tu B'Shvat, but regarding the Halachos of Shviis, we say that any fruit that had the Chanoto after Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis, even though the Chanoto happened before Tu B'Shvat. So this is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. On the other hand, the Chazanish brings a few Rishonim that disagree with that. The Rash on Masecht HaShviis, Perek Beis Mishnehei, says that even regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, the Rosh Hashanah La'ilon is Tu B'Shvat, and any fruit that had the Chanoto before Tu B'Shvat is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis, because really that fruit belongs to the Shana Hashishis, and only the fruits that had Chanoto after Tu B'Shvat are Kodesh B'Kedushas Shviis. Rabbeinu Chananel also in our Masechta and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvavo Lubeis says the same thing, and other Rishonim agree to that, that also regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, we follow the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat, even regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis. The Rishonim bring a riot to that Shita from the Toiras Koyhanim. The Toiras Koyhanim says that after Shemitah, in the Shana Hashminis, all the peiros, all the fruits are osur until Tu B'Shvat of Shana Hashminis. And the Rishonim explained that the Toiras Koyhanim means to say that any fruit which will have the Chanoto on the 8th year, on the Shana Hashminis, before Tu B'Shvat, will be Kodosh B'Kedusha Shviis. And that is because we follow the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat, and any fruit that had the Chanoto, even though it's already the Shana Hashminis, that fruit really belongs to the previous year, and therefore it is Kodosh B'Kedusha Shviis. And that is a raya that even regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, we follow the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat, and we do not start the Kedusha of the Shviis from Aleph B'Tishrei. The Chazanish over there on Shviis, Perek Zayin, Simen Zayin, Oisit Gimel, has a very strong kasha on the Shita of those Rishonim. Those Rishonim that hold that even regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, we follow the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat, and anything which had Chanoto before Tu B'Shvat on the year of Shemitah itself will not be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis, because those fruits belong to the Shana Hashishis. The Chazanish asks that the Gemara in Sukkah says that on the Sukkis of Shnas HaShemitah, an Esroig that was collected from the tree, that was taken from the tree after Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah, is Kodosh B'Kedusha Shviis. And the Gemara explains that the halacha is that Esroig is like a Yerek, and we follow the Lakito. We do not follow the Chanoto of the Esroig like any other fruit of the tree. We follow the Lakito, the time when the Esroig was collected, was taken off of the tree. And therefore, since this Esroig was taken off the tree after Aleph Tishrei of Shana Shviis, therefore, the Esreg is Kodesh B'Kedushas Shviis. Now, asks the Chazanish, Bishlam, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that regarding the Halachos of Kedusha Shviis, the Kedusha begins on Aleph Tishrei. Any fruit that grows after Aleph Tishrei is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis. We could understand that the Gemara says that since by Esreg we follow the Lakita, therefore, since the Lakita of this Esreg was after Aleph Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, this Esrog is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis. But according to the other Rishonim, that they say that even Klap B'Kedusha Shviis, the Rosh Hashanah La'ilonos is Tu B'Shvat, and they said that any fruit that had Chanoto before Tu B'Shvat really belongs to the previous year. So what does it help to say that Esrog, we follow the Lakita and not the Chanoto? But still, the Lakita also happened before Tu B'Shvat. And since the Lakita happened before Tu B'Shvat, this Esroig should be considered an Esroig of Shana Hashishis. And why does the Gemara say that this Esroig has a Kedushas Shviis to it, according to the Rishonim that hold that even regarding Kedushas Shviis, the Rosh Hashanah La'ilonos is Tu B'Shvat? The Chazanish answers that even those Rishonim that say that the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonois regarding Tushas Rish is Tubishvat is only Klapei Peiroi So Ilon, Klapei fruits that follow the Chanoto. Those fruits that their Kedusha is depending on the Chanoto, there we say that anything which had the Chanoto before Tubishvat really belongs to the Shono Hashishis. And that is because any fruit that had the Chanoto before Tubishvat, that means that the main growth of that fruit really took place Bashono Hashishis, and therefore it is not Kodosh B'Kedusha Shvis. On the other hand, the Yerokois, or even Esrog, which has a Din of a Yerek, that we follow the Lakita and we do not look at the Chanoto of the fruit, that means that the Kedusha is not depending on when the main growth of the fruit happened. The Kedusha is only depending on the Lakita, when was this fruit taken off the tree. And therefore, regarding Esrog, even those Rishonim will agree that the Kedusha begins on Aleph Tishrei, and any Esrog that was Nilkat after Aleph Tishrei, that was collected from the tree after Aleph Tishrei, has a Kedusha of Kedusha Shvis, even though it was collected from the tree before Tu Bishvat. Now we will begin the sugya in the Gemara, the sugya of Shtorois, Shtori Choyv HaMukdamin. We will not go into the whole depth of the sugya, which really is a sugya in Noshim Nezikin, but we will mention a few of the Nekudois, which are Neigeya to our Maseches, Masech to Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, Be'echot B'nisan Rosh Hashanah L'melochim. The Gemara asks, L'melochim L'may Hilchese, what's the nafkamina that we have a special Rosh Hashanah for a Melech? And as Rashi explains, why can't we simply count the years of a king from the day that the king was appointed, and when that day will come again the next year, we will start counting the second year. Says the Gemara, Lishtarois, Detnan Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim Psulim VaMeuchorim Ksheiri. The reason why we have a special Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim is because we are writing the years of the king on Shtarois, and there is an afkemine regarding Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim, as we will explain later on. Now there's an interesting Machlaikis, Rashi and Toisves, whether there is a real minhag or even a chiyuv to write the years of a melech on a shtar, or there is no such a minhag. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the reason why people used to write the years of a melech on a shtar is mishum shloim malchus. Rashi says, regilin hoyu limnoi zman shtar reisim lishnois ha-melech, mishono she'omad bo ha-melech. They used to count the years of a king from the year that he was appointed, kedamrin and b'maseches gitin mishum shloim malchus, as it says in maseches gitin mishum shloim malchus. And the pshat is that when the king or the kingdom realizes that Klal Yisrael mentioned the years of the melech on a shtar, that brings about peace. It shows that Klal Yisrael appreciate and respect the melech. They mention him in the shtar, and that brings about shalom and peace between Klal Yisrael and the ruling king. Now, Tosfos has a strong kasha, two kashas on Rashi. The first kasha that Tosfos asks is that the Gemara Gittin that says that there is a reason to write the year of a melech on a shtar, Mishum Shloim Malchus, is not discussing any shtar. The Gemara over there specifically is talking about Shtori Gittin. When a person divorces his wife and he writes a get, there he has to write the year of a melech in the get in order to promote Shloim Malchus. But in a regular shtar, we do not say that there's a need to write the year of a melech. In addition to that, Tosfos asks that the Gemara over here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Be'echot B'nisan Rosh Hashanah LaMelochim, the Mishnah is not discussing Malchei Umo Yisroelom. The Mishnah is talking about Malchei Yisrael. And the Maharsha explains that since we are talking about Malchei Yisrael, it doesn't make sense to give the reason of Shloim Malchus. When we are talking about Malchei Umo Yisroelom, we could say that in order that Klal Yisrael will be in peace with the ruling Melech, there's a need to do things in order to promote Shloim Malchus. But regarding Malchei Yisrael, they're part of the nation, they want to take care of their people, it doesn't make sense that we will have to write the year of the Melech and the Shtar for Shloim Malchus. So it comes out that according to Tosfos, there is no reason to write the years of a king in a shtar, since the reason of Shloim Malchus does not apply on a regular shtar. If that is so, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Lemelochim lemay hilchese l'shtarois? Tosfos also agrees that there's a special Rosh Hashanah l'melachim in our Mishnah, and if according to Tosfos there's no need to write the years of a melech on a shtar, why were Chazal koveya a special Rosh Hashanah l'melachim? The answer to that is to be found in Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYoshar in Chidushim Simen Tov Beis, and also in the Rashba over here. They both explain that it is true. There is no real chiyuv to write the years of a melech on a shtar, but nevertheless, there was a minig, and some people did it, even though they were not nechuyev to do so. They were noyheg to write the years of the melech, and since Chazal saw that this is becoming the prevalent minig, therefore they were koiveya or Rosh Hashanah for the people who choose to write the years on the years of a melech on a shtar, even if they are not chayev to do so. Lemaise, Tosfos had a strong kasha on Rashi. How could we say that the reason why we have to write the years of the Melech on Ashtar is Mishum Shle Malchus, if we are talking about Malchi Yisrael, not about Malchi Yom Yisoilom? The Chochmas Monayach says that really Rashi is explaining our Mishnah according to the Hava Mineh in the Gemara. In the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it is mashma that there was a Hava Mineh to explain our Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about Malchi Yom Yisoilom. Only after the Gemara asked a steerer to that, the Gemara said that our Mishnah is talking about Malchi Yisrael. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that our Mishnah is discussing Malchi Umayso Olam. And therefore, says the Chochmas Monoyach, Rashi is explaining our Mishnah according to the Havamin of the Gemara over there. And adds the Chochmas Monoyach that this is the Pashtus of the Mishnah. Since Bepashtus, Mistama, our Mishnah was said after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and after the Churban, people used to count the years l'malchei umo yisa oylom. Therefore, Rashi explained our Mishnah according to the Pashtus and according to the Havamin of the Gemara and Dafches, that our Mishnah is discussing malchei umo yisa oylom, and that is why Rashi said that one has to write the years of a melech mishum shloim malchus. The Pnei Yeshua answers Tosfos's Kashan Rashi in a different way. The Pnei Yeshua explains that when Rashi says Kede Amrinan b'Maseches Gitin Mishum Shloim Malchus, Rashi does not mean to explain that the reason why Klal Yisrael wrote the years of the Melech Mimalchei Yisrael is because of Shloim Malchus. That is not so. We do not need Shloim Malchus when we have a king, our own king. Rashi is bringing the Gemara in Gitin in order to prove what Rashi started off with. Rashi in the beginning said that there was always a minig to write the years of the king on the shtar, even before Klal Yisrael went to Golos, even in the times that Klal Yisrael had their own Melech Mimalchei Yisrael. In order to prove that, Rashi is bringing the Gemara in Gittin. In the Gemara in Gittin it says that one has to write the years of a Melech Mimalchei Umois Ha'oilam Mishum Shloim Malchus, and the Pshat is that if a king sees that we do not write his years on the Gittin, that means that we do not approve and we do not appreciate his Malchus. Says Rashi, from that Gemara we have a raya that there was always a minig in Klal Yisrael, even before Klal Yisrael went to Golus, to write the years of the Melech on the Shtar. Because if Klal Yisrael were never noyhig to write the years of the king on the Shtar, why would the non-Jewish king be upset when he does not see his years on a Shtar? He simply could understand that Klal Yisrael do not have that minig. They do not write any king on their Shtarois. Since the Gemara in Gittin says that there will be a problem of Shloim Malchus and the Melech, the non-Jewish king, will be upset if he will not see his years on the get, that is a riot that Klal Yisrael were always noyheg to write the years of their Melochim of Malchi Yisrael, and if the non-Jewish king sees that he is not being mentioned on the shtar, that will show him that Klal Yisrael do not appreciate his Malchus. And that is why Rashi is bringing it in order to bring a raya that there was always a prevalent minhig amongst Klal Yisrael, even before Klal Yisrael went to Golos, to write the years of the Melech on the Shtar. And that is why Chazal were Keveya, a special day as a Rosh Hashanah Melachim, because of that minhig to write the years on the Shtar. Our Gemara begins with the sugi of Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim. The Gemara brings the famous Mishnah of Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim Psulim, and that is that if a person writes on the Shtar a date which is really earlier than the time that the Halva really took place, there is a chashash that he will be goyvim in nechosim mishubadim shalai kadim. The nechosim of the loive that were meshubah to the halva are only the nechosim that were under his hands in the time of the halva. And if the shtar now tells us that the halva took place earlier in the real time of the halva, It could happen that the malve will be goyve min nechosim mishubadim, even though these nechosim are not really nechosim that were in the hands of the loyve in the time of the halva. Now the Gemara begins with a shayla. Lemelachim lemay hilchesa. What is the reason the Chazal were misaken or Rosh Hashanah lemelachim? And on that, the Gemara brings this Mishnah Omar of Chizda leshtarois. There is a machlokes between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran. What is the pshat in our sugya? Both Rashi and Tosfos agree that when the Gemara said lemelachim lemay hilchasa, that means that the Gemara had a kash over here. Why were Chazal bechlal interested in being koyvea a special day for a Rosh Hashanah lemelachim, that Aleph Nisan is the day that the count of the years of the Melech changed and another year is added to the number of his years? Why couldn't Chazal leave it simply the way it was beforehand, that every Melech, his years will be counted based on the day that he became a king? If he was a king on Aleph Shvat, when Aleph Shvat comes again, we will add another year to the number of his years. Why do we have to have a specific date that all the kings use the same day where the number of their years change? This is the kasha of the Gemara, both according to Rashi and Tosfos. We will see soon the Ran has a different pshat. On that, Rashi says that when the Gemara says Omar Rav Chisda l'shtarois detnan shtori choyva mukdomim psulim v'meuchorin ksheirin, the Gemara is addressing this kasha, this shiloh that the Gemara asked, why do we need a special date for Rosh Hashanah l'melachim? And the teretz is that there is a real chashash that Beis Din later on in the future will forget when the Melech was appointed, and therefore they will not know regarding a specific shtar whether it is a shtar mukdam or a shtar meuchor. Rashi goes at length to explain how this chashash will come about. Now, Tosfos and Dibur HaMatchil Ishtoros bring Rashi's pshat, and they disagree and they say it is not mistaber. Ikar perusho itemo gdoilo she'osu takono pen yishkechu kol ha'oilom mosai omad ha'melech v'chen soifer she'koisev kol ha'yom shtorois heach ishkach. It is not mistaber that the whole world and also the soifrim will forget when the melech became a king. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat, and Tosfos explains that the real chashash is that the soifer will make a mistake in only one day. And because of that day, there's going to be a mistake of a full year regarding Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim. I'm not going to go into the Pshat of Tosfos. Anyone who wants to be Me'ayin could look in Tosfos himself. And Tosfos has his own Pshat, not like Rashi. The third Pshat is the Pshat of the Ran. The Ran says that when the Gemara really asked, Lemay Hilchasa, Lemelachim Lemay Hilchasa, The Gemara does not mean to ask why did Chazal have to be misaken Rosh Hashanah lemelachim. That is not what the Gemara is dealing with bechlal. The Gemara is just asking what sort of an afkemina lahalacha do we have from that Rosh Hashanah. Okay, maybe Chazal had their own reasons why they wanted to do a Rosh Hashanah for melachim, but what is the nafkemina lahalacha lemay hilchesa? What nafkemina lahalacha do we have from that Rosh Hashanah? And on that, the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Chisda l'shtarois detnan shtori choyv ha'mukdomim psulim v'ha'mukhorin ksherim. Since we have the halacha of shtori choyv ha'mukdomim psulim, so we have to know how to count the years of a melech. That is why the Mishnah felt it is important and necessary to mention this halacha that Aleph Benison is Rosh Hashanah l'melachim, because it has a big nafkamina regarding Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim. According to the Ran, it is clear that really when Chazal were misaken this Rosh Hashanah l'melachim, there was no chashash involved. He disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos that there was a chashash that Chazal were dealing with, and they felt that without being misaken a specific day, there will be a chashash of Shtori Choyv HaMukdomim. The Ran says there was no chashash whatsoever, and the Gemara is not even dealing with that shaila why Chazal were misaken Rosh Hashanah l'melachim. The Gemara is only asking what kind of nafkemina l'halacha do we have from this Rosh Hashanah. Regarding that question, Take, why were Chazal misaken or Rosh Hashanah l'melachim in Aleph Nisan? Why did they do so? If the Ran holds that there was no chashash beforehand, so why did Chazal change the usual way of counting the number of the years from the day that the Melech was appointed, and they decided to make a specific day for all the Melachim, and the years change on Aleph Nisan. The Ran explains that since the Malchus of Yisrael is a direct result of Yitzias Mitzrayim, if not for Yitzias Mitzrayim, we would have still been Meshubadim Leparoi, and obviously we wouldn't have been able to have our own Melech. Therefore, Chazal thought it is appropriate that all the Melachim from Malchus Yisrael will have a Zikaroin to Yitzias Mitzrayim on the count of their years, and that is why Chazal were Misaken Aleph B'Nisan as a Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, in order that every Melech and all the people in the times of Malchus Yisrael will always remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, which ultimately enabled us to have our own Malchus and our own Melech M'Malchus Yisrael. So these are the three Pshatim in our Gemara. Rashi and Tosis both agree that the Shaila of the Gemara L'Melachim L'Mahilchus is a Shaila, why did Chazal B'Chlal make or Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, and they each of them give a different reason. What was the chashash that Chazal were dealing with that caused them to make this Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim? And according to the Ran, the Gemara didn't even ask L'Mahilchasa what was the reason. He gives his own reason in order to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara's kasha L'Mahilchasa was simply, what is the nafkamina la'alocha that we have from that Rosh Hashanah? Another very interesting machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim is regarding this halacha of Shtorei Choiv HaMukdomim. Our Gemara mentions the halacha of Shtorei Choiv HaMukdomim Psulim, and the reason for that is that since the shtar states a false date, since the date on the shtar is really earlier than the time that the halva really took place, there's a chashash that the person will use this shtar, the malva will take the shtar, and will be goyve milekuchoi shaloi kadin. He will collect the halva from people who bought karka from the loive before the halva took place, even though these karkois are not really meshuba to the halva, since the halva really took place after the time that they bought the halvois from the loive. Now the Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Ayin Beis says that when we say that shtar mukdam is posel, it means that not only the person, the malve, cannot use the shtar in order to be goyve the meshubadim from the time which is stated on the shtar. This is obviously so, since really that date is not an accurate date. It is clear that he cannot be goyve from karkois from that date. But not only that, we say that the shtar is completely posel, and he cannot even be goyve from karkois which are really meshubadim, karkois that were really bought from the loive after the time of the halva. If we have a way to find out when was the real time of the halva, and we know that people bought karka after the halva took place, and really those karkois should be meshubadim for the malve, nevertheless he cannot use this shtar in order to collect the halva from these karkois meshubadim, and the reason for that is because there's a gzeira shemoyig b'mizman rishoyim. If we will allow the malve to use the shtar in order to be goyve from karkois meshubadim, which are really meshubadim, there's a chash that he's going to use the shtar to be goyve from karkois that are not really meshubadim, and he's going to use the false date which is written on the shtar in order to be goyve from lekuchois shaloi kadin. Now there's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do we say that the shtar is completely posel, or there is still a way to use the shtar in order to be goyve from b'nei choyrin? What does that mean? Rashi in B'metzia Daf Ayin Beis in Dibor Matchil Psulim says that a shtar mukdom is posul, and Rashi says ve'einoy toiref min hameshubadim. Since this shtar is posul, the malve cannot use this shtar in order to be goyve from karkois meshubadim, which means karkois that were bought from the loive, even those karkois which were bought after the time of the halva. Now Tosfos is medayik from Rashi's Lashon, and not only Tosfos, other Rishonim as well, that since Rashi used the word meshubadim, it is mashma that the malve could still use the shtar in order to be goyve from b'nei choyrin. The shtar is not completely posel. It is only posel to be goyve from meshubadim, but he could still use the shtar to be goyve from b'nei choyrin. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that the Lashon Shtorei Choiv HaMukdomim Psulim is Mashma Psulim Legamre. And Tosfos compares it to a shtar Shiesh by Ribis. The halacha is that if a person wrote a shtar on Ha'alva Beribis, The shtar is completely posel, and he cannot use the shtar even to be goyve the keren, and not the ribis, because we say since this shtar was written for a halva be'isur, the shtar is completely posel. So too, says Tosfos, since this shtar is a shtar mukdom, and the shtar was done by Aveira, the shtar is completely posel, and he cannot use the shtar even to be goyve from b'nei choyrin. Now, when Tosfos says that he cannot use it to be goyve from b'nei choyrin, what does Tosfos mean? All of the achronim, or most of the achronim, the shach, and the sma, and the nesivis, and simen mem gimel, and choyshin mishpat, they all agree that if the malve and the loive both agree that the halva'a took place, obviously the malve has, the loive has to pay back his debt. If they both agree that the halva'a took place, and the loive never paid back the debt, so even though this shtar is a shtar mukdom, but still, if the loive has nechosim b'nei choyrin, he has to pay back what he owes the malve. It has nothing to do with the shtar. When Tosfos says that the shtar is a completely a shtar posel, Tosfos is talking about a case where the loive is denying the fact that he owes the money. He is claiming that he's potur, he does not have to pay back the malve. And in such a case, Rashi will hold that the shtar is still kosher, because we say that the shtar is only posel to be goyvim in nechosim mishubadim, but klapei nechosim b'nei choyrin, the shtar is a valid shtar. And therefore, the loive cannot claim that he does not owe the money to the malve. He has to pay back the halva because there's a shtar that states that he is chayov. On the other hand, Tosfos will say that the shtar is posul, and therefore the loive is ne'amon to say that he does not owe the malve anything. Lemaisa the Shita of Rashi, Rashi is not the only one who holds that way. Many of the Rishonim agree to Rashi that when we say Shtarei Choyv HaMukdonim Im Psulim, that does not mean that the Shtar is completely posel. It only means that the Malve cannot use the Shtar in order to be Goyve Minichosi Mishubadim. But he still could use the Shtar in order to be Goyve from B'nei Choyrin. And this is how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malve Veloyve Perek Chov Gimel Alocha Aleph, Shtarei Choyv HaMukdonim Psulim, שהרי תוירף בוהן לקוחויס שלא יקדין ולפיכך קונסו אויסי חכומים ולא ייגווה בשטר מוקדום אלו מבני חוירין גזירו שמו יתרף בוי מזמן ראשון שיקדימוי. The Rambam clearly writes that the gzeir that Chazal were koines to pass all this shtar is only regarding gvia from nechosim shubodim, but the person, the malve, could still use the shtar in order to be goyve from b'nei choyrin. Other Rishonim also agree to Rashi, the Reef, the Ramban, and the Rashba. They all hold that the shtar is still a kosher shtar. Those two shitas are paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Mem Gimel Seif Zayin. The Mechaber himself paskins like Rashi, like the Rambam, and he writes Shtorei Choyv HaMukdomim Psulim, and then he writes Velo Yigve Beshtar Mukdom Elo Mibnei Choyrin. And he even explains, Ve'im itoin haloive porati, if the loive claims that he already paid back the debt, dinoi ketoin kein bishar shtorois, the din is like exactly like any other shtar, and a loive is not neman to be to say porati, since the malve is holding a shtar in his hand. Ve'im to'an lahadam loihoyu dvorim me'oilom, huchzak kafron. The halacha is that if the loive will claim that he never borrowed money from the malve, he is huchza kafron, he is considered a liar against the shtar, because the malve could say, shtorcha biyodi my boy. And this is the shita of Rashi and the Rambam and other Rishonim, that the shtar mukdom is be'etzem a shtar kosher. And even though the Gemara said that shtar mukdom is posel, it is only posel to be goyvim in a chosim mishubodim, but regarding all the other halachos, it has a full validity of a shtar, and therefore the loive cannot say parati or loy hoyu dvarim me'oilom. The Ramah brings the shita of Tosfos. The Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim de posul legamrei. This is another opinion, that's the shita of Tosfos, that shtar mukdam is posul legamrei, and bepashtet that means that it does not have any validity of a shtar whatsoever. There is a machlokes between the sma and the shach on that Ramo. When the Ramo quotes the shita of Tosfos that the shtar mukdam is posel legamrei, What does the Rama mean, or what does Tosfos mean when the Tosfos says that the shtar is posul legamre? The Sma says in Sifkotin Yudalef that really the Rama does not mean that the shtar is completely posul. If the loive will say loihoyu dvarim me'oilam, he won't be ne'mon even against this shtar, even though this shtar is shtar mugdom. If the loive will claim that the halvah never took place, the malve will be able to take out the shtar and to prove that really the halvah did take place and that he owes him money, even though it is a shtar mugdom, and even according to the Rama. When the Rama and Tosfos say that the shtar is posul legamre, they are only referring to Tainas Parati. If the loive will say Parati, he will be ne'emon. Even though usually we say that a loive cannot say Tainas Parati, he cannot say that he paid back the alva against a shtar when the malve has a shtar in his hands. Since this shtar is a shtar mukdom, so it is posul legamre, and the loive will be ne'emon to say Parati. But if the loive will deny completely the halva and he will say loihoyu dvarim me'olam, even Tosfos and the Rama will agree that he's not ne'emon, and the malve will be able to prove that the halva took place, showing the shtar. On the other hand, the shach and sifkotin yudbeis, and it is also mashma from the beira hagra over there in simin mem gimel seif zayin, they both agree that when Tosfos and the Rama say that the shtar is posul legamre, that means that the shtar is kechaspa be'almo, the malve cannot use the shtar to prove anything. And even if the loive denies the whole alva completely, he says, loihoyu dvori me'oilom, I never borrowed any money from you, the malve cannot use the shtar in order to prove anything, to prove that the halva took place. And that is a knas de chazal or koines, that the shtar is completely posul, even in order to show that the halva took place, the malve cannot use the shtar at all. So up until now, we saw two main shitas in this halacha of shtar choyv mukdom, and within the second shita, we found two opinions to understand that shita. The first shita is the shita of Rashi, the Rambam, and the Mechaber, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Mem Gimel, that a shtar choyv mukdom is posul only klapei ligvois mishubodim, but klapei ligvois mibnei choyrin, the shtar is a valid shtar, and therefore the loive cannot say Parati or loy hoyu dvarim me'olam, because the malve could still use the shtar to be goyvim in a chosim b'nei choyrin. And the other shita is the shita of Tosfos and the Rama, and that is that the shtar is a shtar posul legamre. Since it is a shtar mukdom, it is completely posul. And there we found the machlokes between the Sma and the Shach. According to the Sma, even when the Rama and Tosfos said that the shtar is posul, still the loive cannot say loihoyu dvarim me'olam. If he's going to say loihoyu dvarim me'olam, the malve will be ne'emon with the shtar to prove that there was a halva. According to the shach, even when the loive will say loihoyu dvarim me'olam, the malve won't be able to prove anything with that shtar, because the shtar is kechaspa be'almo, it is posul legamre, and therefore the loive is ne'emon to say loihoyu dvarim me'olam. Now, Tosfos, when he argued and disagreed with Rashi, Tosfos compared shtar mukdom to shtar sheyesh bei ribis. And Tosfos said, the same way we find that a shtar sheyesh bei ribis, the shtar is posul completely, and the malve cannot be goyven not only the ribis, also the keren, even though the avera was done only with the ribis and not with the keren of the halva, so too, says Tosfos, with a shtar mukdom, even though the avera was done only regarding the nechasi mishubodim, only regarding the zman of the shtar, which has an afkemina regarding gvia from nechasi mishubodim, but still, since the shtar is a shtar posul, the malve cannot use it also to be goive from bnei choyrin. The same way a shtar shish beribis is posul legamrei, so too a shtar mukdom is supposed to be posul legamre, and that is why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Now, in order to understand Rashi's pshat, or Rashi's shita and the Rambam's shita, and to find the difference between shtar sheyesh bo ribis and shtar mukdom, there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dibor HaMatchil shtar sheyesh bo ribis, and Tosfos over there says that there is a crucial difference between shtar sheyesh bo ribis and shtar mukdom. And Tosfos explains that the reason why a shtar sheyesh bo ribis, the malve cannot be even goive the keren, That is because over there, the Avera that the Malve did was not with the Shtar itself. The Avera was Be'etzem the Halva'o. A Halva'o Beribis is Osor even without any Shtar. So since the Avera was in the Etzem Halva'o of the Halva'o Beribis, therefore we say that the Shtar is Posul Legamre, there's a Knas, that he cannot be even Goive the Keren. But regarding a shtar mukdom, the halva itself was a kosher halva. There was nothing wrong with the halva. The only problem that was found over there was with the shtar. The shtar had a wrong zman on the shtar, and the malva was able to be goyvim in a chosim mishubodim shalai kadin. So therefore, holds Rashi and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, since the halva itself is a kosher halva, the only problem is the problem with the shtar. Therefore, we only passel the shtar regarding nechosim shubodim, but regarding nechosim b'nei choirin, the shtar is a kosher shtar. And in order to understand it a bit better, the Achronim explained that the maila of halva b'shtar upon halva b'alpeh, the shtar gives the halva two mailas. One maila is the fact that the malva now could be goivim nechosim shubodim. And that is that if the halva is only halva baal peh, he cannot be goyvim in a chosim mishubodim, and only with halva bishtar he could be goyvim in a chosim mishubodim. And another maila to halva bishtar is the fact that now the loive cannot be makrish the halva. He cannot say loy hoyud varim oilom, he cannot say porati, because the malve has a shtar. Rashi and the Rambam hold that even though the shtar is mukdom, The fact that the Malve wrote the wrong date on the Shtar was only problematic regarding the Gviyom im Shubodim. He committed a crime or an Aveira regarding this Maila of the Shtar, regarding the ability of the Shtar to be Gviyom im Shubodim. And when Chazal said that they give a special Knas, that now this Shtar is possible, they mean that part of the Shtar, that Maila of the Shtar that allows usually a Malve to be Gviyom im Chosim Shubodim, this Malve won't be able to use that Maile because he committed a crime which was directed to this Maile. He wanted to write a time which was a false time, a false date on the Shtar, in order to be goivim in a chosim mishubodim shelo ikadin. Therefore, Chazal were goizer that he won't be able to goivim in a chosim mishubodim at all. But regarding the other Maile of a Shtar, and that is that the Shtar proves that the Halva took place and that the Loive never paid back the Halva, The Malve never did anything wrong regarding that part. The Halva itself was a complete kosher Halva, and the Loive really owes him money. And therefore, the Rambam and Rashi and the Mechaber hold that Chazal were not goizer to pass al the Shtar regarding Gviyom ibnei Choyrin, only regarding Gviyom im Shubodim, because the Avera that the Malve did was directly towards this Maila of the Shtar, which allows a person to be goivim in a chosim Shubodim, but not towards the other mile of the shtar, which allows the malve to prove that the halva took place and that the loive never paid back the halva. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha be'ador, kevan shehigia echot b'nison also lo yishono. Since the Rosh Hashanah l'melochim is Aleph b'nison, even if the king was appointed as a melech in Choftes Ador, when Aleph Nisan begins, when Aleph Nisan arrives, this Melech is considered as if he was already a Melech for a whole full year, and we start counting for this Melech Oshana Shnia. The Gemara explains, Hokomash Melon, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'melochim, v'yoyim echad b'shono choshuv shono. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that even one day in a year is considered a full year, and therefore from that day and on, since Aleph Nisan has arrived, we start counting Shana Shnia Lamelech. Now, these words that the Gemara used, Yoim Echot Bashana Choshuv Shana, is really a machloikis in Daf Yud. The Gemara over there brings a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar regarding par. When the Torah discusses par regarding the Korbanos, the Torah requires that the par will be 3 years old. And there's a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. What happens if the par is 24 months and another one day? According to Rab Meir, par ha'omer b'toyro ben esrim ve'arba ochoidesh v'yoyim echot. Even though he's only one day into his third year, he is considered 3 years old, and that is because yoyim echot b'shano choshev shano. Rabbi Lazar says, Ben esrim ve arba o chodesh ve shloishim yoim. We do not say yoim echod bashano choshuv shano. In order for the third year to be considered a full year, it has to be at least 30 days, because we say shloishim yoim bashano choshuv shano, and we do not say yoim echod bashano choshuv shano. The Gemara over there brings the same achlokes regarding the years of Arla. Could we count 3 years of a tree if the tree had only 2 years and 1 day? According to Rav Meir, after 2 years and 1 day, we could consider it already 3 years. And as long as the Rosh Hashanah of Arla went by, and according to Rav Lazar, we need at least 2 years and 30 days in order to be considered 3 years of Arla. In our Gemara, it is mash malich ura that the Braisa goes according to Rav Meir, because the Braisa said that since the king became a king in Choftes Adar, when Aleph Nisan arrives, we start to count already the second year of this melech, and the Gemara, the Braisa clearly says, v'yoyim echod bashono, choshuv shono. The question is, if that is so, why didn't the Gemara over there in Daf Yud bring this Braisa as a raya to the Shita of Rav Meir? The Gemara should have said that from this Braisa we see that Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. It's a stam Braisa that says that Yoim Echot Bashano Choshuv Shano. Lemaise, it seems to be a Machloikis Rishonim. Do we say that really the Machloikis of Rav Meir and our Blazar, whether Yoim Echot Bashano Choshuv Shano or only Shloshim Yoim Bashano Choshuv Shano, do we say that that Machloikis is also applicable to our Sugya, to the sugya of Shnois HaMelech? Do we say that according to Rav Lazar that holds that Gabi Par and Arla, that Shloishim Yoim Bashana Choshuv Shana, so too in the case of a Melech we will be able to count a second year to the Melech only if he was appointed 30 days before Aleph Nisan? Because if he was appointed less than 30 days before Aleph Nisan, for example, if he was appointed in Yud Adar and only 20 days passed until Aleph Nisan, we will say that since he did not have 30 days of Malchus, we cannot consider this year as a full year of Malchus, because we do not say Yoim Echot Bashana Choshuv Shana. And since there was not 30 days of Malchus, we cannot start the counting a second year to the Melech after Aleph Nisan. And that seems to be a Machlaikis Rishonim. Rashi in the Mishnah, when Rashi discusses Rosh Hashanah LaMelachim, Rashi gives two examples. And Rashi says, וקובו חכמים אחד בניסן לתחילת שנוסוי, חזל ורקויביה, that the beginning of a year of a melech is Aleph בניסן, ואפילו עומד בשבט אוי באדר, כל סו שנוסוי משהגיע ניסן. Even if the king was appointed in שבט or in Adar, the year ends in Aleph ניסן, ויתחילו למנויס לו ישון השניה, and we start counting השון השניה right after Aleph ניסן. Now, the Achronim are Medayek. Why did Rashi use those two examples of a Melech that was appointed in Shvat or in Ador? So many of the Achronim, the Sfasemes, the Tzlach, the Chochmas Manoyach, the Pnei Yeshua, and many others, want to say that Rashi brought those two examples because Rashi wanted to give an example according to each man de Omar. According to Rav Meir, that we say Yoim Echot Bashana Choshuv Shana, then even if the king was appointed in Adar, as long as he was a king 1 day before Aleph Nisan, we consider it as a Malchus of a full year, and when Aleph Nisan arrives, we could start counting the second year. But according to Rab Lazar that says that only Shloishim Yoim Bashana Choshuv Shana, if the king was appointed in Adar, he did not have 30 days. Therefore, Rashi brought the other example of a Melech that was appointed in Shvat, and when he was appointed in Shvat, he had 30 full days in his Malchus, and then we could count a second year when Aleph Nisan arrives. So it is mashma from Rashi that the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is not only in Par or in Shnois Arla, it is also regarding the years of a Melech, that according to Rabbi Lazar that says Shloishim Yoim Bashana Choshuv Shana, only if the Melech had 30 days we could count it for a full year. On the other hand, the Ritva clearly says that this Braisa, that the Braisa said, Gabi Melech, that Yoim Echot Bashona Choshuv Shona, and if the king was appointed at 29th of Adar, we count it as a full year. This is Lekulei Alma. And says the Ritva that everybody agrees, even Rab Lazar is Moide, that when we are talking about the Shnois HaMelech, Yoim Echot Bashona Choshuv Shona, And even though Rav Lazar holds that usually we say Shloishim Yom B'Shana Choshev Shana, regarding the years of a melech, it is enough that he was a melech one day before Aleph Nisan in order to count a full year. And the Ritva explains that the machloikis of Rabbi Meir and Rav Lazar is only in Dinim De'oraisa. When the Torah requires a year for a certain thing, there is a machloikis, and Rav Lazar holds that we need at least 30 days in order for it to be considered a full year. But since the whole halacha of Rosh Hashanah l'melachim, this halacha that we start counting a second year from Aleph Nisan is not a din de'oraisa, it is a din de'rabbanon. Therefore, even Rabbi Lazar will agree that Yom Echad Bashana Choshuv Shana. The Turei Evin has a big arichus in explaining the Shita of the Ritva, and he says in his maskana that the Shita of the Ritva is muchrach mineyu bei. Because if we will say that Rabbi Lazar holds that even regarding Shnois HaMelech, we need at least 30 days of the Melech in the previous year in order for it to be considered a full year, then we run into problems. Because in a case that a Melech became a Melech in the middle of Chodesh Adar, for example, he became a Melech in Yud Adar, if we will say that according to Rabbi Lazar, we cannot start counting a second year for this Melech because we did not have 30 days of his Malchus, then we will have a big problem. Because if a person writes a shtar after the king was appointed, after Yud Adar, he obviously will write the first year Lemelech Ploini. But then when the next year comes again, he will still have to write again Adar B'Shana Rishonu Lemelech Ploini. Because according to Rav Lazar, we never began to count a second year when Aleph Nisan arrived, because the Melech did not have 30 days in the previous year. And it comes out that we will have shtaros from two separate years that carry the same date on them. The shtaros from the first year of the Melech will say Chodesh Adar L'Shana Rishonu L'Melech Ploini, and also the shtaros of the next year, when the next year comes about, the shtaros will have the same date, and that will cause a problem of Shtar Mukdom, because Beis Din will not know whether the shtaros are from the first year of the Melech or from the second year of the Melech. Therefore, says the Turei Evin, it is istaber like the Ritva, that even Rav Lazar agrees in the case of Shnois HaMelech that Yom Echad Bashana Choshuv Shana, and it doesn't matter when the king was appointed, as long as he had one day before Aleph Nisan, when Aleph Nisan arrives, we could start to count again a second year for this Melech. The Sfasema says that this is not a raya against Shitas Rashi. We could say that really Rabbi Lazar holds that we need 30 days for the Melech in order to be considered a full year. And regarding the Kash of the Turei Evin, says the Sfasema, Rabbi Lazar will hold that if it happened so that a Melech was appointed in Chodesh Adar, so for throughout the whole first month of his Malchus until Aleph Nisan, people will not write on the shtar the years of this Melech. They will continue writing on the shtar the years of the previous Melech that died, and only after Aleph Nisan they will start writing the years of the new Melech, the first year of the new Melech. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, the problem that the Turei Evin described of having shtaros from two separate years carrying the same date is not a real problem, because according to Rav Lazar, since we say that only Shloishim Yoyim Bashana Choshuv Shana, when a Melech was appointed on Chodesh Adar, people did not write the year of the Melech, they only wrote the years of the previous king, and only after Aleph Nisan they started counting for the current Melech. The next sugi in our daf is the sugi of the counting of the years of a Melech ben Melech. The Braisa says, Tonu Rabbonon, Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha be'ador, kevin she'igia echot b'nisan also lo'ishono, v'im lo'yomad elo be'echot b'nisan, ein moinim lo'ishono ad she'igia nisan acher. If the Melech became a king only when echot b'nisan has arrived, we do not count a second year until the next Nisan comes, because he was not a Melech beforehand. The Gemara in Amud Beis asks, Pshita, The chiddush in the Brice is that we're talking about a king that the ministers already had in mind to appoint him before Aleph Nisan from Ador. I would have thought that since already it was decided that he will become a king, maybe we will start the count of the years from Ador. And when Aleph Nisan comes, we will start counting a second year. Kamash Malan, that we do not count the years of a king only from the time that he became a melech befoyal, and not from the time that he was decided to become a melech. Later on, the Gemara brings another case which seems quite similar to this case. The Gemara says, "Meis be'ador ve'omad acher tachtov benison moinim rishoino lo rishoino shnia lasheni." And Rashi explains, what does that mean, shnia lasheni? We start counting for that second king that was appointed on Nisan only from the second year. That will be his first year, since he was only appointed after Aleph Nisan and not beforehand. Here too, the Gemara asks, pshita. And the Gemara says, "Loi tzricha de imnu alei me'ador u'melech ben melechu, ma'u detei me'nimnu le'itartin shnin komash melon." Here there is an added chiddush. In the first din in the Braisa, the chiddush was on a regular king who was not the son of the previous king, and there the chiddush was that even though the ministers had in mind to appoint him from Chodesh Adar, we do not start the count only from Nisan, because he was appointed before Al Nisan. In this second case, the Braisa is discussing a case where the melech is a melech ben melech. He's the son of the previous king who died on Chodesh Adar. And here, there is a combination of two reasons that I would have thought that we should start the count of this melech on Chodesh Adar. First of all, the ministers decided to appoint him right after his father died. And also, he's a melech ben melech. It is obvious that he's going to be the next king. Therefore, I would have thought that his malchus, the years of his malchus, will be counted from Chodesh Adar, even though he was not yet befoyal melech. Kamash melon, that we do not start the count of the years only from the time that he was befoyal melech, which is Aleph Nisan. Now, there's an interesting Rashi explaining this chiddush. Rashi says, "V'taymoi shel davar lefisha hamalchus yerushohi dechsiv leman yorich yomim al mamlachtoy." Who uvanov? The pashtis, it seems from Rashi, that Rashi is trying to explain the reason for this din. Why taki do we count the years of the melech ben melech from Aleph Nisan? And Rashi gives the reason, because the malchus is Yerusha. The pasuk says, "Leman yorich yomim ha-mamlachtoi hu uvanov." A melech hands over the malchus to his son, be Yerusha, and the son automatically becomes a king after his father. Now the Pella is, if that is so, if the Malchus is really Yerusha, why don't we count the years of the Melech from Ador? The Malchus is Yerusha, so he becomes automatically a Melech right after his father died. And what is Rashi coming to explain? Rashi should have said this as a kasha, not as an explanation. So the Maharsha says something to Mua over there, Ayin B'Maharsha and the Karnei Re'eim. But most of the Achronim, the Aruch Laner, and other Achronim explained that Rashi is coming to explain the Hava Amina, the Chiddush of the Braisa. The Rashi says, what was the Chiddush that we should start counting the years of this Melech from Chodesh Adar? Rashi says, the Chiddush is because I would have thought, since the Malchus is Yerusha, therefore this Melech automatically became a king when his father died. Kamash Malon, that still, we do not count the years until the Malchus started Befoyal in Aleph Nisan. That is what Rashi is coming to explain. The Havamina, not the Maskana. The Havamina that I would have thought that we start the counting from Adar was because the Malchus is Beirusha. Lemaisa, what the Achronim don't explain is, why is that so, that we do not start counting the years of this Melech from Chodesh Adar? Since we are talking about a Melech ben Melech, and Rashi said that the Malchus is Yerusha, which means that the Melech automatically becomes a Melech after his father, why don't we start the count of his years from the time that his father died? And when Aleph Benisan arrives, we should start counting Shana Shnia even before he was officially appointed to be a king, since he is the Yerush of his father. Lemaisa, this halacha that a Melech ben Melech, that a Malchus is Oivir B'Yerusha, is a Gemara in Krisus Daf Hei Omud Beis. The Gemara over there says that Ein Moishchin Melech ben Melech, and the Gemara brings the pasuk that says Leman Yorich Ya'arich Yomim Al Mamlachtoy Hu Uvanov, and the Gemara concludes that a Malchus is Yerusha, and therefore a Melech, which is a son of a king, does not need a special Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha, but Meshicha in oil, in order to become a king. This is also Nifsek lahalocha in the Rambam Perek Aleph Melochim Alocha Zayin, and he writes that a Melech ben Melech does not need a Meshicha b'shemen since he is a Yoyrish, and that only strengthens the Kasha. Since a Melech ben Melech is a Yoyrish of his father, why don't we start the count from the day that his father passed away, since anyways he will be automatically become a Melech after his father? The Chasam Sefer in Tshuvas Chasam Sefer Erechaim Simin Yud Beis asks this question. And he says that even though the Gemara and the Rambam say that a Malchus is Yerusha, it is not really a Yerusha like in Malchei Umoy Se'olam. Says the Chasam Sefer that in Malchei Umoy Se'olam, they are Moirish Livnehim, the Malchus, whether he's a Chacham or a Tipesh. Regardless of the characters of the next king, of the son of the previous king, he always gets the Malchus, and in that case, automatically the Malchus goes to his son. But in Malchei Yisrael, Einoi Kein, it is true. If a Melech is Ro'ui to be Mimale Mokoim of his father, he becomes automatically a king after his father. But in a case where the Melech is not Ro'ui, and the Sanhedrin decide that this Melech cannot be the successor of his father, he will not be a Melech even though he's a Melech ben Melech. And therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, even though we are talking about a Melech ben Melech, there is still a need for a decision whether he is Ro'ui to be Mimale Mokoim of Avoisov, and therefore we do not start the count of the years of his Malchus until he is officially appointed and accepted by the Sanhedrin to become the Melech after his father. There's a beautiful pshat that explains the difficult words that we saw in Rashi based on what we saw up until now. In the Sefer Korban Reishis explains that the Shita of the Rambam in Melochim Perek Aleph Halacha Tes is that only Malchei Beis David we say that the Malchus is Oivir Beirusha from the father to son. But in Malchei Yisrael, we do not say that. This Halacha, that the Malchus is Yerusha, is only by Malchus Beis David and not in Malchus Yisrael. Therefore explains the Korban Reishis, when Rashi says, V'taymoy shel dover lefi sheha Malchus Yerusha hi, Rashi is coming to explain the maskana of the Gemara, not the hava minug of the Gemara. The maskana in the Gemara is that even by a case of a Melech ben Melech, we only start the count of the Melech when he was officially appointed and not after the death of his father. Rashi explains why is that? Because lefi sheha Malchus Yerusha hi. Only the famous Malchus, ha Malchus of Malchei Beis David is Yerusha. As we learn from the pasuk, leman yarich yomim al mamlachtoi hu uvonov. But our Gemara is not discussing a melech from Malchei Beis David. Our Gemara is discussing a melech from Malchei Yisrael. And since this melech is not from Malchei Beis David, therefore his malchus is not a Yerusha. And therefore, even though he's a melech ben melech, and most probably he will become the next melech, since he is not a Melech from Malchei Beis David, and in Malchei Yisrael, we do not say that the Malchus is Yerusha. Therefore, we do not start the count of the years of the Melech until he was officially appointed, even though he's a Melech ben Melech.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.